So a little choreography there, but while everyone's getting seated, we have a terrific judicial panel. I'm going to let Kat introduce, but many, in fact, most of you probably know Kat Lee. Kat is an IP litigation partner here in Austin with Kirkland & Ellis. She has been doing panels of this sort and, of course, litigating in district court for many, many years. Kat earned her BS in materials science and engineering from MIT. She was at UT and was editor-in-chief of a publication that's close to my heart, the TIPLJ, the Texas Intellectual Property Law Journal. And one other point is that she is currently on the board for the Association of Former Law Clerks and Technical Advisors, which I didn't know that was a encompassing organization for the Federal Circuit. So, Kat, would you introduce our panelists?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so honored to be here today to talk with our distinguished guests today about their courtrooms. So thank you so much for having me. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce each one of our judges. I'm really excited today because we have not only the Chief Judge of the Western District, we have a whole Western District of Texas panel, which I think is going to be really interesting for today's discussion so we can see how the different divisions do different things even within the same district. So to first begin, I'd like to introduce our judge here in the center, who is Chief Judge Alia Moses. She is a federal district judge for the Western District of Texas in the Del Rio Division. She was born in Eagle Pass, Texas, and raised in a small town actually within the division. She earned her bachelor's degree from Texas Women's University and her JD from UT. Previously, she served as an assistant county attorney here in Travis County, an assistant U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas, including chief of the Del Rio office, and a magistrate judge. Chief Judge Moses has accomplished many firsts, which I'm really proud to share with you today. She is the first district judge to reside in the Del Rio Division. She is the first female district judge of the Western District of Texas, and she is the first female chief judge of the district. The Del Rio docket is very active and has a lot of cases. It's actually one of the top two largest dockets per judge in the nation. Chief Judge Moses has presided over more than 200 jury trials, and she has also tried many a trial herself when she was a practicing attorney. In addition to Chief Judge Moses, we also have, on my far right, Judge Pittman. Judge Pittman is a federal judge of the Western District of Texas here in Austin. He was nominated by President Obama in June 2014. He's a graduate also of UT, and he also earned a master's degree in law from the University of Oxford. Previously, Judge Pittman was an associate at Fulbright and Jaworski, as some of us know it as. Of course, now it's Norton Rose Fulbright. Before he joined the U.S. Attorney's Office, where he prosecuted a wide variety of criminal cases and served in many roles, including chief of the Austin Division. Prior to his appointment, Judge Pittman served as the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas and as a magistrate judge. He's an adjunct professor of law at UT, where he teaches courses both at the law school and in the undergraduate Plan 2 honors program. And finally, directly here on my right, is Judge Alan Albright, who is also a federal judge in the Western District of Texas in the Waco Division. He was nominated by President Trump. Judge Albright earned his JD, also from UT. I'm seeing a trend here today, guys, where he was a member of the Texas Law Review. Previously, he clerked for the Honorable James R. Nolan and served as a magistrate judge. So if you guys haven't noticed, we actually have three former magistrate judges who are also now district court judges with us today. He's a member of the American College of Trial Lawyers, the American Law Institute. Prior to taking the district court bench, Judge Albright practiced IP litigation as a partner in the Bracewell Austin office. He has two sons, has run 26 marathons, and aspires someday to write his first novel. So this is our wonderful panelists today. So today what I'm hoping is we can definitely have a conversation with these judges so that we can learn about their courtrooms, their practices, how they handle civil cases, patent cases specifically. So feel free, if you have a question at any point, please just raise your hand and jump in. I'll first start the discussion, though, so we can kind of understand as a framework how many patent cases these judges generally see in their courts and how they treat patent cases as opposed to other civil cases in their courts. Chief Judge Moses, would you like to start us off?
Sure. My patent docket is about 0.0001% of my docket because I have 3,000 criminal cases and then a regular civil docket in Del Rio.